what was your family's financial state while living in the Philippines? Like, were you guys, would you say that you guys were, like, middle class or rich or poor?
I really don't know how you call in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a different, in Manila, they have a different, like, they have a poor, you know, play, like, people, and they have that. So, I don't know, I didn't even really know how that you call.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, over there when you know, because when you have, you're helping each other, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I don't know for the other family. But in my family, when I grew up in Manila, they're all helping each other and stuff. So we really don't know. I mean, yeah.
So you never,
I grew
like,
up.
Went without, like, food? Or
No. I mean, yeah, you know, grow up with a house girl, grow up with a nanny, and grow up with the driver and this and that. But we really, I guess, now I think about it, like, maybe, you know.
You grew up with a nanny?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, because the nanny sometimes has to go with you to the school when
mm-hmm.
you're really always there with you, and then, you know, the driver pick you up, and then the nanny there when you come home, you know.
Was it known, like, for people to have nannies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have the nanny, then they have the house girl, so the one that's cooking, cleaning, you know, doing everything for you. And you know.
So that would be, like, their job?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you were related to them or anything?
No. You they hire you, or sometimes you have the things like relatives, you, they need a job, and then they come and then work
mm-hmm.
with you there. So yeah, we have a different, like, a driver, you know, and then the lady that I used to call mom, and it's my aunt, but it's the one kind of like, you see, have her own driver. Then have on drive, and then, you know, they take you whatever way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Manila, a lot of people is just like that. So at the time, I really don't know if you're calling me your middle class or you
mm-hmm.
what. You just.
Well, did poor people, do they have nannies too?
Mm-mm. No.
Hmm.
No, not really. I mean, really. So, I mean, it depends how, if you, some people, they can't afford to do that, but when growing up in Manila, I guess I did not, because when I go to my aunt's house, they have the house girl, they have a driver, so like, and then when I go to the province, you know, and then you see, you know, like, no, they don't have the house girl, and
mm-hmm.
because before, this is like, oh my gosh, well, that's not even, I mean, now, probably, you know, because they're, you go to the province, not like right now, the mom, their province is a lot better because now they have the electricity now, you know, they
yeah.
have the cell phone, they have the computer now, not comparing it before. I mean, before they don't even have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they turn on their light, you know, using their light for
the lantern.
Yeah, something like that. And they don't have the stove, they use wood to
mm-hmm.
cook their food.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we go visit in the province, I can tell the difference, the province where I go back in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, so it's because, you know, it's different experience when you go to visit my relatives in Capas, Tarlac, and stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and comparing, you know,
so
I grew up in Manila.
Provinces and mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So what did you do for fun? Like, growing up?
Well, in school, I didn't go into combat school. Well, I'm rebellious in the Catholic. Am I going to be appreciated people, you know, if you go in combat school? And you did a lot of stuff. rebellious, talking back with the nun, get trouble with the nun. And Jehovah's always, you know, sneak out. You know, they have too many rules, though. They have the mirrors. You cannot allow to talk to the boys. You can't even smile to the boys if you see. Yeah. And then sometimes we have a field trip. Like, field trip, you go somewhere, and they separate, the boys to go to Philippines, separate the girls and stuff like that. And you're always dealing with just with the sister and with all the non-incumbent school.
Hmm.
And, you know, you play volleyball, or most of it over there that we were playing, and that's the fun. And then, but
one of the big sports there to play, it's like volleyball?
Well, this is like most of it that they did, this is a volleyball. I really did not really get involved in any sport except that.
Mm-hmm.
And then or outside that, you know, most of it is family oriental, like going, you know, going vacation to visit family, like we go to some ballets, we go to, that's just my dad's side, we go to some ballets, and then along Gapo, and that's where my dad's sister, two sisters live, and most of it I'm more close with my dad's relatives.
Mm-hmm. And not your mom
so
much?
That's the only thing that I remember in my mom's family is two brother and one sister.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom told me that they have like 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was like the education like there? Like their school system and stuff like that?
Well, you know, the school over there, they are really, when it comes to, like, serious thing, and so it depends what school that you're going, because me, I did not experience to go to the public school, because most of it...
You went to the Catholic school.
Yeah, the Catholic school, because that's, most of it, the people, they were there, like, they always, you know, send the kids to convent school, private school and stuff. So I really don't really experience that until when I moved with my uncle. Then that's why I continue my, you know, school.
Mm-hmm.
And go to college there.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's what I find out when my whole life is just a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like, you know, 16 years old, you find out, and then your birthday, and kind of find out the people that you take care of me, they're not real my parents. So that's really devastated, and that like that. And yeah, 16 years old, I ran away, and then that's why after that, I went to live with my uncle and move away from Manila.
To?
I went to Pampanga, because
okay.
That's where my uncle lived. That's my mom's basically cousin that I live. And so it's just kind of like being 16 at the time. For the whole 2 years, I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I hate everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and because of all my 16 years is a lie.
Yeah.
So
So that kind of affected your schooling and stuff?
Kind of, yeah. Because in the Philippines, you graduate in high school at 16.
Yeah.
And I did not graduate that because I left on my birthday. That was December 19.
So then they told you on your birthday about...
That's what I find out. So, because in the Philippines, you graduate March.
Okay.
And, you know, high school.
At the age of 16?
16.
Rather than, like, 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time said I didn't even care about anything. So for that 1 year, I did not let anybody know where am I and this and that. Basically, I went to my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like about like probably, I think it's probably 4 hours away where I live. That's how when I left.
You stay there for like how long?
I stayed there for like a year. Until I find out where's my uncle at.
Mm.
And then when I find out my uncle and I call them, and then that's what they went to pick me up.
Mm. So what were your dreams and like your goals, or did you have any, like before you came to the United States? Like what did you see yourself like wanting to do before like the United States came into the picture?
Oh wow, I really didn't even know.
You know,
mm-mm.
Just live
because life. Because after that, before the 16, really, you know, okay, I want to be, you know, when you're a kid, you have the dream and you have the goal that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you want to go to school, you know, being a nurse and stuff like that. That's what I'm thinking. But then after that, all my goals is done. That I don't even care. Yeah. So then after that, I didn't even care. And after that, I didn't care about the life that I have,
mm-hmm.
you know, how good I have, you know, all that money you have and all the house, you know, big house you have and that. And then because for that, I don't want to look back for it because everything is just money and then money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I didn't even really kind of like want to go back on that life before.
Yeah.
So, and then that's why when I stay with my uncle in Angeles City, basically that's the name, Angeles City. And they used to live in Marisol, right there close to the Clark. And so I live in a small, you know, small house basically. But, you know, that's the only thing that I can trust.
Mm-hmm.
And him. You know, and he, you know, and
he was like the family that you, because you knew that was your uncle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because he's the one that tell, because when I asked him what is the really true about why those three ladies is asking where's my real parents,
mm-hmm.
and why they saying that when I pass by on my birthday, and my uncle is saying it's not my place to tell you, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then so. And I kind of more asked after later when he find out that I ran away and they cannot find me. Then when I call him, and then that's what he told me, the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's why I went. After that, probably like 6 months to 7 months, I think. And then that's why I went back home and to talk to my real parents that I thought they're my uncle and my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I really don't know about my family.
Yeah.
My brother and my sister.
Hmm.
So until I came here in the United States and I realized, hey, I have a family that I need to really get to know them.
Wow.
Yeah.